Well, it was sort of one of those moments where, you know, that the timing was just too uncanny. We had just given birth to our first child about 2 weeks prior, and I had made it out to the gym to get a workout in, and I was looking through the magazine racks, and I saw Newsweek, and I saw this picture of a little baby's face on the Newsweek, and that kind of, obviously in that season of my life, it drew my attention. And then as I went towards it, I noticed the caption underneath it. And underneath this smiling baby's face was the caption that said, "Why she will cost you $500,000. And I remember with great consternation as I began to read the article and as I began to say, you know what, like, they're probably right. And I thought to myself, man, what am I going to do? I remember offering a quick prayer to God, and kind of a few minutes later, I got an answer, I felt like, from God that just settled my heart and said, you know, they can tell you what she costs, but they can't tell you what she's worth. And it sort of hit me that probably a good life principle is the principle of really going past cost to find value. And that if we're to be wise people, we are to be people that look past just what things cost to really discern and ask God to show us what is the value. And, you know, we are on the threshold here as a church community. And we have done due diligence, and I think we're all rightfully, you know, asking, you know, what will this cost us? And hopefully, prayerfully and joyfully, you're assessing that. But before we cross over that threshold, we thought it would be good this morning to step back and ask another question. Ask the value question. What is this worth? What is Church of the Resurrection worth? Now, I can't answer that completely and exactly, but I want to at least this morning, kind of based on the passage that we're looking at, ask what I think are value questions. You see, in this passage, what you have is you don't have a guy begrudgingly spending money. What you have in the gospel passage is a man that's on the search for great treasure, or a man that is searching for a pearl of great price. And when he discovered it, when he discovered this thing of great value, he gladly sold what he had. Because for him, it was not a cost question. For him, it was a value question. And I think Jesus is sort of asking that question, you know, what are the value questions? And I'd like to, again, try to apply that to our current circumstance. And I came up with what I thought were three great value questions that we as a church community should be asking as we're on this threshold. The first value question is this: is God doing something special here? Now, for this particular question, I feel like I have a unique vantage point. I have served in a parachurch ministry for nearly 20 years in this community. And as a member of Search Ministries, as the area director of Search Ministries, I have the privilege of watching God at work all over this community. Now, by no means do I think Church of the Resurrection is the only show in town. It's not. But by the same measure, I think God is doing something uniquely special here. There is a combination of faith, worship, community, the Spirit of God that is hovering over this place. That is unique. It's special. Not better. I'm not trying to say it's the best, you know, but it is unique and special. And God is doing something special here. The merchant in this parable was someone that was looking for something. He was looking for a pearl. He was looking for a treasure. And when he found it, he was ready to act. You know, when you all started this church, what you were, not all of you obviously, but when the core, when you started this, what you were looking for was God to be doing something amazing, something special. God to be drawing people from this community in this area in a unique way. And when they, you know, you're in that moment. You're in that moment. You know, I've heard it said well that happiness is usually circumstantial. You know, if things go well, you're happy, right? But joy is really when you are part of something that's bigger than you. I think the merchant and the treasure seeker in this parable understood, and Jesus is sort of saying, the joy of the kingdom of God is discovering that you get to be a part of something that's much bigger than you. And, you know, when I think of Church of the Resurrection, I approach this like I'm sure you are as you're valuing this, like from my own perspective and my own story. And, you know, I've been preaching here, I can't even remember how long, you know, trying to help out when I can. And as Dee Dee and Patrick will attest, there were many a Sunday morning where I arrived just in the nick of time. You know, the music would literally be playing and I would come sliding through that back door, you know, and Dee Dee would just go, you know. But the reason that I arrived in the nick of time wasn't strictly poor time management skills on my part. It was a part of that, I'll own that. But it was primarily because of this. Like, I have a day job. I work for Search Ministries. It takes me 50, 60 hours a week on average, you know. It's a hard job to do. And, you know, typically when a parachurch guy shows up to preach at a church, what he typically does is pull out of his greatest hits files and come and give a message. But I never felt led to do that here. Instead, I always felt like I wanted to trust God to give you guys a unique, fresh word based on the readings and put my time in. And so very often, I'd get up at 6:30 Sunday morning because I had worked all week and start to put my sermon together. And sometimes the Spirit does not inspire on a perfect schedule. And so very often, about 8 o'clock, I'd be scrambling. And then it would come, you know, and I come sliding through the door. And I think about those moments and I think to myself, I wanted to do that. Like, it would have been much easier to do it another way. But it was a joy for me to serve here because I just sense like there's something special about this place. There's something unique about this place. There's something strategic about this place. Now, when I die, I don't know where I'll be buried. But I do know this. I want a piece of me left here. Because I want to know what it feels like to give my life to something bigger than me and to watch God work. So value question number one, is God doing something special here? Value question number two is this good growth? Is this good growth? It's a fair question. Now I know you as a church community and, you know, I've discerned that, prayed about that, thought about that, talked about it, looked at plans, all that kind of stuff. But when I approach the growth question from my perspective, the growth question for me is less about building plans, and it's more about the nature of the growth. And it seems to me that a general principle from God about growth is that living things grow. They grow. And they usually grow in a special way, organically. And I mentioned this in my letter that I know a bunch of you have seen, but organic growth is when capacity increases, but essence remains the same. And very often, the essence is what demands the capacity to increase. Think of your children as they grow, right? As they grow physically, as they grow mentally, they have to kind of grow with that in opportunities and their bodies and every other way, because that's organic growth. But the essence of them doesn't change. You know, it seems to me the Church of the Resurrection, and I know how it will flesh out, will be in God's own way. But it seems to me that we're at a place where our essence is demanding greater capacity. And that's the best kind of growth, because it's organic. The essence of the gospel, the essence of Anglican worship, the essence of where you are in this community and who you are as a community has reached a place where it is demanding more. And that's an awesome thing. And that's good growth. It's good growth. You know, it seems to me every organization usually has a key question to ask. Am I building for growth or I'm building with growth? Building with growth is it takes a lot of faith in everything, but it's much more natural than to think if we build it, they will come. I think this is a good moment, because you're building with growth. So value question number one is God doing something special here? Value question number two, is this good growth? Value question number three, is Jesus here? See, what the merchant and the treasure seeker discovered in the parable is what they were ultimately looking for, they discovered. And that's why they were so joyfully able to give and to sacrifice to find what it was they were looking for. I think it's a well-said statement that all of Christian theology can be summed up this way. Jesus is the answer. Now, what was your question? And you know, Jesus is here. When I talk about essence, what I'm ultimately talking about is that we are a congregation of people that isn't just going through the religious motions. We are a congregation of people that have already found and discovered the pearl of great price, and that is Jesus Christ. And we understand that Jesus, in fact, gave us his life, and that gift of his life is the greatest gift that we could ever receive. You know, like you, I have stuff. I've got stuff in my life that I'm grateful for. Cars, houses, bank accounts. They're needed and they have value. But the truth of the matter is this, that every good thing I have in my life, every good thing, was nothing more than a pure, unadulterated gift from the hand of Jesus Christ. And when I look at my life, I realize the most strategic decision I ever made was to give my heart to Jesus Christ, because once I gave him my heart, he gave me, over his due time, not always on my schedule, he gave me all my heart's desires. Jesus Christ is here. And the best kind of givers, I think that's part of the point of this parable. If you look at the parable, the merchant gave in order to get more. Now, I'm not going televangelist on you. I'm not promising returns on your monetary investment. But I am simply saying this, that if you feel out of your heart that you can give to this campaign because you feel as though you are giving back to Jesus, the one who has given you everything, then you will give from a different point of view. You know, it's relatively simple in life to measure the cost of something. What is the profound challenge is to find its value. My prayer for this community, and I believe it's a genuine prayer because I know God will do it in His way, in the right way, not grudgingly or under compulsion, but my prayer for this community is that this would be a moment where God gives us a glimpse, just a glimpse, into the value, the worth of what's happening here. Amen. God bless you.